This is the Avyakt Murli of the 22nd of June 2025, originally spoken on the 15th of the 12th, 2005. And the title, In the New Year, Bring the Form of Love and Cooperation onto the Stage. Give each one the gift of virtues and powers. Today, God the Father is seeing his children everywhere who have a right to God's love. Only a handful out of multi-millions in the world receive this love from God. This godly love is altruistic love, because only God, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal and egoless. Because human souls are bodily beings, they definitely have one selfish motive or another. Only God the Father can give his children such altruistic love. God's love is the special basis of Brahman life. It is the donation of life of this Brahman life. If the experience of God's love is lacking in Brahman life, then that life without love is not enjoyable. It becomes a dry life. It is God's love that is constantly with you in your life and remains cooperative with you as your companion at all times. Where there is love and company, everything becomes very easy and simple. There isn't the experience of having to labor. You have this experience, do you not? Those who have God's love cannot be attracted by any person or thing, because God's attraction and God's love gives such an experience of love that you remain constantly merged in love. People have understood this as being merged into God. One doesn't merge into God, but one remains merged in God's love. Babdada is seeing the children from everywhere. Everyone loves God, but one type are of the lovely children and the other type are of the children who are merged in love. So ask yourself, all are lovely, but to what extent do you remain merged in love? The sign of the children who are merged in love is that they constantly and easily follow God's directions. They are obedient when it comes to following those directions, and they have surrendered their body consciousness, because it is not difficult to surrender yourself where there is love. The first direction is, may you be yogi and may you be holy, pure. Because the Father has love for you children, he cannot bear to see you children laboring. For he knows that you have labored a lot for 63 births. Now this alokic birth is for you to become free from labor and to enjoy the pleasure of supersensuous happiness. So are you celebrating with pleasure, or are you having to labor? When there is love, it doesn't feel like labor to follow directions. If you have to labor, it means that there is a percentage of love lacking. Somewhere or other, there is one type of leakage or another. Leakage of two things makes you labor. One is attraction to the old world, and this includes relationships and also material things. And two, attraction to old sanskars. This old world and old sanskars attract you towards themselves. So there is then a percentage in love for God. check yourself, am I free from these two types of leakage? Just remember, what are the eternal and original sanskars of you, the soul? And what are the sanskars of this Brahman life at the end? You have elevated sanskars eternally, in the beginning and also now at the end. Those old sanskars are of the middle period, not eternal, neither of the beginning nor of the end. However, what is the aim of all of you? Ask any child and you'll only get the one response. My aim is to become equal to the Father. It is this, is it not? If it is, then raise your hand. Are you sure this is your aim? Or does it change in between? The Father asks you children, what are the sanskars that are equal in both Bap and Dada? The Father has always been generous-hearted towards every child. He has always been cooperative with every soul in giving them love and regard. So do you experience yourself to be cooperative with every soul in the same way? Not that you cooperate when they cooperate, or that you give love when they are loving, no. Just as Father Brahma was cooperative and loving with every child, in the same way, constantly be loving and cooperative with everyone. This is called being equal. If you children have to labor in transforming your sanskars, what is the reason for that? Father Brahma paid attention to himself, but he didn't labor. The reason for your laboring in the transformation of sanskars is that although you have become lovely, you do not remain merged in love. Babdada considers every child to be a lovely child. He knows every child to be this. He knows every child's horoscope. And yet what does he say? The child is lovely. Babdada always gives every child the same study, the same sustenance, and the same blessing. Even though Babdada knows that that child is in the last numbers, he doesn't keep any child's defect or weakness, even in his thoughts. Babdada constantly sees them with the vision and attitude of them being lovely, long lost, and now found beloved children, very sweet children. Because he knows that it is only through this attitude and elevated vision that weak ones will become Mahaviras. In the same way, through your elevated attitude, good wishes, and pure feelings, you can transform anyone. Since you have issued the challenge that you will definitely also transform the elements of nature, are you not able to transform souls? You become conquerors of matter. So with the elevated feeling of soul consciousness and with the desire for giving benefit, are you not able to transform souls? Now, the new year is about to begin, is it not? So in the new year, between all of you in the unlimited Brahman family, with your good wishes and elevated feelings, all of you have to help one another to transform yourselves. Even if someone is weak, and you know that that one has a particular weakness in his sanskars, Just help him with your powers of love and cooperation. Give the hand of cooperation to one another. The scene of handshaking with cooperation will become such that it will be as though you are putting your hand in the other one's hand, that you are coming together in cooperation, and a rosary will then be prepared. Do not give teachings, but give loving cooperation. Do not become detached. Do not step away, but be a support, because your memorial is the rosary of victory. Each bead is a cooperative companion of the other beads. For this is why the image of the rosary has been created. Everyone is asking Bhakdara what they have to do in the new year. You have carried out many programs of giving the message. You are doing that and will continue to do that. Now, bring the love and cooperation of the message carriers onto the stage. Be a great donor. Cooperate with your virtues and make others the same. With your virtues, in fact, they are God's virtues, but you have made them yours. Use the power of those virtues to remove their weaknesses. Are you able to do this? Are you able to do it, or is it difficult? Teachers speak. Are you able to do this? Are you able to do it? Or is it that you definitely have to do it? You definitely have to do it. Let no one be weak with weaknesses, because you are all the lucky handful out of multi-millions, are you not? Even if it is the last bead, it is of a handful out of multi-millions. Your title is Master Almighty Authorities. So what is the duty of those who are Almighty Authorities? To give and take power. Give and take amongst yourselves the virtues that you have received from the Father. Give one another this gift of cooperation. In the new year, people give one another gifts, do they not? So this year, give one another the gift of virtues. Keep benevolent feelings for everyone. And then, just as you give a message with lectures and words, in the same way, with your benevolent feelings, benevolent attitude, and benevolent atmosphere, give this gift of virtues and gift of powers. To give cooperation to weak ones is to give a gift at the right time. Do not make those who have fallen fall even further. Lift them up. Lift them higher. Not that this one is like this and that one is like that. They are worthy of God's love. They are the handful out of multi-millions. They are special souls. They are souls who will be victorious. Have this vision. Now, change your attitude, vision, and atmosphere. Let there be some newness. Whilst seeing a weakness, do not see it. Give enthusiasm and cooperation. Prepare such a Brahman gathering, and Bhakdara will applaud you for that victory. You also repeatedly clap, do you not? Bhakdara will then applaud you with congratulations, greetings. You will also applaud with Bhakdara, will you not? You just clapped, and that was good. But let there now be the applause from the world. Let the sound emerge from everyone's lips. Our special, beloved deity has come. Our worthy of worship souls have come. This aim is firm, is it not? Is the aim that you will do it firm? Or will you think about it and make plans, etc.? You have to do it. Put aside the plans. You have to do it. Everyone is now waiting. Now end their waiting. Now make preparations to be revealed. Look, even the elements are in great turmoil now. So calm down the elements. When you are revealed, there will automatically be world peace. Acha. Nowadays, people in the world are doing two things in particular. Exercise and paying attention to their diet. So do you also do both these things? What is your exercise? Everyone does physical exercise, but the exercise of the mind is 1 minute to be a Brahmin, then to be an angel, and then to be an angel who is to become a deity. Constantly continue to perform this drill of the mind. Then pure food for the mind is of pure thoughts. If you have wasteful or negative thoughts, then that is impure food for the mind. So let there always be pure food in your mind. You know how to do both, do you not? For as long as you want, become an embodiment of pure thoughts. Acha. To all you special souls everywhere who have a right to God's love, to those souls who are loving and cooperative with the Father and who will always be cooperative with one another, to the victorious children who put into a practical form the aim, we are victorious and we will hoist the flag of victory in the world. To the children who are equal to the Father and who remain constantly beyond any attraction of this old world and its sanskars, love, remembrance, and namaste from the heart of the Father, the Comforter of hearts. To Daddy G, you are playing a very good part. Seeing you, everyone remembers the angelic life, to be loving and detached. To the 13 main instrument teachers of Gujarat, you are good Mahaviras. The duty of Mahaviras is to be victorious and make others victorious. All of you are doing good service, and service will continue to take place in the future too. Bapdada is pleased to see the zeal and enthusiasm of the children. You are making the sound spread all over Gujarat very well. You will continue to spread it even more. Bapdada is seeing all the children as lamps of hope. It is good. The gathering is good. Each one of you has a speciality. Okay? Happy? Those who distribute happiness. Sarla Didi asked Bapdada, whom has Daddy G kept in the rosary? What do you think? Do you think I will definitely be in that? Whatever little still remains, help one another by giving cooperation and finish it. All of you are those who will definitely become equal to the Father. What newness should we bring about? You were told that each center should prepare at least one heir. So next year, bring them here. Come back with at least 21 heirs. Begin to do this. Claim the first number. Everyone is saying yes. You know the qualifications of an heir, do you not? You will make all of them belong to Baba, will you not? You will not make them belong to you, will you? Acha? This time it is the turn of Gujarat to serve, and it is those from Gujarat who have come to celebrate a meeting with Bapdada. All those from Gujarat, whether you have come for a meeting or to serve, raise your hands. There are many. Very good. You have taken a good chance. Bapdada says of those from Gujarat, as is the Sindhi saying, those who are at the hearth are in the heart. So Gujarat is the closest of all. Those who are close are said to be within calling distance, very close. Call them and they come. So Gujarat is ever ready in this way, is it not? Call you at any time to come and you will come, will you not? Is it like that? Will you not even stop to think about your family? Will you just come? You are ever ready. It is good. Gujarat was established through the inspiration of Sakar Brahma. It was not those from Gujarat who gave an invitation to Gujarat. It was Father Brahma who opened a Gujarat center. So Father Brahma's special vision fell on Gujarat, and Gujarat has made effort and opened a good number of centers. How many centers are there? 300 centers and sub-centers and 3,000 Gita Pathshalas. Which zone has the maximum number of centers? Is it Bombay or Maharashtra? Acha, have those from Maharashtra come? They haven't come this time. Those from Gujarat are doing good service. There is very good growth in Gujarat. What are you going to do now? There is expansion. You have brought about good expansion. Now let those from Gujarat prepare number one heirs. At the very least, the bigger centers who have the older heirs are there anyway, but now make new heirs emerge. Let each center make one heir emerge, because only those who are heir quality souls will become beads of the rosary. So you have to prepare a rosary of 108. Could you make it? Could it be made? Let Daddy say whether the rosary of 108 can be made. And Daddy said, yes, it can be created. Is it ready? Has the rosary of 108 been made? Yes, Baba, it is ready. Okay, write it down and show it to Baba. If it is ready, that is very good. Congratulations. Okay, is the rosary of 16,000 half ready? Not just half, more than half is ready. That is good. Look, it has been created in an incognito way, and your daddy has seen it. It is good. Now everyone will ask you, is my name in the rosary? It is good. Such good wishes and pure hopes will definitely make it ready. Now that you have heard all this, check yourselves. Am I ever ready for that rosary? Acha? What else are we going to do? The Coronary Artery Disease Group, CAD. It is good. This method to spread the sound is also very good, because people see the practical proof and they become well through meditation without any expense. Everyone likes that very much. Now continue to increase this gradually. They have heard about it. You are doing it, and you are also receiving success, and you will continue to receive it. So Bapdada is congratulating those who are instruments for this task. The result is also reaching the government officially. If you continue to spread it further, the importance of meditation will continue to increase. Babdada likes this method. Acha. Blessing. May you create a new invention by serving with silence of the mind and become an embodiment of success. In the beginning, when you were all observing silence, you had all become free and time was saved. Similarly, now observe silence of the mind so that you do not have any waste thoughts. Just as no sound emerges from your lips, in the same way, let there be no waste thoughts. This is silence of the mind, and it will save your time. With this silence of the mind, a new invention will emerge, such that you will have to make less effort and have greater success. Just as the facilities of science enable you to find an answer in a second, in the same way, with these facilities of silence, you will find an answer in a second. Slogan: everyone's cooperation is surrendered to those who stay in the surrendered stage. Avyat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. While coming in connection with many types of people, material comforts and possessions, imbibe soul conscious feelings and an attitude that is free from being attracted. All of those material comforts and possessions would be like servants in front of those who are free from being attracted, whereas those who are attracted would be pulled like a magnet and become trapped. Om Shanti.